That's too easy.
You never heard of me? Fucking stupid.
To an all-new episode of What Now, where we take the hottest sports topics, dissect them, correct them, and bring them to you from our perspective. I'm Jamie, and along with me is Tariq, Tobias, and Mai. And we are going to jump right into it if my phone will load, but it's not. They just dropped the first college football playoff rankings, but as you can see, you can't see because it's on blurry, but my phone is loading, so I may try to Google. No. This was supposed to be much better than it was. I'm sorry.
You're supposed to be better organized.
No, I clicked on it as soon as it dropped and it won't load. I can't be the only one trying to access it.
Right.
This is actually kind of beautiful.
Bruh, what? You talking about this is kind of beautiful?
I like it.
All right. Wait, Miss Sue's going to read it off for us and then we're going to react to this trash.
Well, it's just not loading.
All right, well,
I can see Oregon, Ohio State, Georgia, and Miami.
Wait. Start from 12. Or start from the 8.
I can't see it. That's all I can see is these four.
I got the full top 25 up right now.
All right. Yeah, but the ones dropped.
The top 25 don't matter. It's the bracket that matters.
Well, then I got the top 12.
Yeah, mine's doing the same thing, Jamie. Mine's doing the same thing.
Y'all ain't on Twitter.
We cannot be the only ones trying to get on this.
Yeah, mine's doing the same thing right now.
Do y'all want to know the top 12?
Well, until we figure that out.
Sure, Malin.
I have it.
You have it? The top 12?
The one that just dropped.
I have the whole bracket right here.
The bracket or the top 25?
I guess you can't look.
Okay, I guess you do have a bracket. Okay, all right. Let's go.
All right.
Start with 8.
Do y'all want me to go just from 1 to 12 or do the matchups?
Do the matchups first and then do the byes after.
So, I'm going to say the top four, which you already said, they all have byes. Oregon, Georgia, Miami, and BYU. They have
BYU.
The byes. Because if they win the Big 12, they're going to be the fourth highest rated conference champion winner.
Oh, whoever in BYU's bracket. Let's just see.
So this is how it's going to look. The game that decides who plays BYU is Boise State and Ohio State. That's the 12-5 matchup.
That's going to be a good game. That's going to be a good game. Boise State and Ohio State.
And then the game that decides who plays Oregon is Indiana and Tennessee, the 9-8 matchup.
Ooh,
and the game who decides who plays. Yeah, that's why I said
That's going to be a nice match.
This is so much better already.
Oh, man.
See? And then the game that decides who plays Miami is Alabama and Texas, the 11-6 matchup. Okay. And then the game that decides who plays Georgia is Notre Dame and Penn State, the 10-7 matchup.
Oh, neither of them.
This is still single elimination, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
So, I mean, like you said, it's a little different seeing BYU getting a bye, but I mean, they undefeated right now. They rank 9 in the poll, but like I said, if they win the Big 12, they'll be the highest rated.
Everyone has a fair shot.
I'm really not seeing why Georgia's still, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Let's go.
I feel like the 14.
My only defense in that is the Texas win.
But I think the 14 thing is good because even though BYU's in there, it really separates like the teams that I guess we can say that we can assume they're probably going to win the first game. And it gives everybody else really a like chance. Like, I mean, Ohio State's good, but like they got some holes in that team. They got a good bit of holes. And I think Boise State, you know, they could really shock some people there. I think they could.
See, I ain't gonna lie. I think it'll be a decent game, but I feel like when the playoffs start, it's like clean slate. Everybody's record 0-0. Like, it's time to go now. Mm-hmm. I think Ohio State turns it on. And sadly, even though Bama's 11, I think they turn it back on too.
I do too. I have a feeling that I feel like they do. If
I think
Kalen
Notre
DeBoer
Dame
can learn.
chokes.
No,
What
I
did you
think
say?
Penn State choked. I think Penn State choked in that game. James Franklin is what, 0-8 versus top five team or big game, something like that. I think the only
That'll
team
be a
he's
great game, though.
it's gonna be, I think it's gonna be a good game, but like I think James Franklin, he just can't coach in a big game. You know, like certain really great coaches know how to coach in big games. They can make the right decisions. They know when to go for a fourth down. They know when to punt it. They know when to kick the field goal. They know
You
when
know
to
how to go for two and not lose to the Chiefs in overtime?
Yeah. Hey.
You know who's
Like,
beating in the close games? And I know this is way off
yeah.
topic. Todd Bowles is beating us.
Who?
Todd Bowles, I need to smack him on his bald head.
Him and Nick Sirianni, sorry to get off college football, but him and Nick Sirianni, they'd make some questionable calls. I don't know what those two be doing out there. But
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
sorry, I got distracted, y'all.
I was just about to
What we
say,
have
I think that the bracket, I think that Notre Dame and Penn State game, that's like such an ironic game because they both are terrible at in big games. So it's
Yep.
just that's why I think it's gonna be a good game.
Yeah, I can see. Okay. It's a battle of the worst coach who chokes the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would
What
rather
about
see Notre Dame and Penn State though, because Penn State does have a pretty good defense. And the way Carson Beck playing, I don't even know. I don't know. I don't know.
He's so
I
like
don't know.
inconsistent, dog. Like he's either playing really well or he's just not doing anything.
11
Yeah.
picks in the last five games though. That's just unacceptable.
Crazy. That is
That's
crazy.
unacceptable. He just played. Remember how last year I told you he played himself into the first round of the draft? Now he's playing himself to out of the draft. Just straight up out of. Like,
Maybe
he don't
third rounder while
deserve
you
to be
play.
in the top. No, I don't, he don't even deserve that right now. Until he shows me what he can do, what he did last year, he is a Brock Purdy and further down pick. Like, I don't care about no measurables. I don't care if he goes show out in the combine. I don't care about none of that. Y'all see how he play under pressure, and it ain't good.
Yeah, even like the Texas game, the defense won that game. Let's be honest, like the defense
Definitely.
totally won that game. But I mean, Beck still got he still got it's only midway through the season, so Beck still got time to really turn it around. But oh, we'll see. What do y'all think about that Indiana Tennessee game? That's the one. That's gonna be a high scoring game. That is gonna be a high
It'll be
scoring
high
game.
scoring, but it's like those are the two teams. Those are two of the teams in there that I'm not really high
You don't
on. Like,
know exactly, like
well, I know about Tennessee, but I don't really know much about Indiana. But I think they having one of those Cincinnati runs from a couple years ago.
I watched them play last week, and believe it or not, they're pretty solid. It's not like a lot of power, big boy ball, like SEC could play the big boy ball. Michigan last year played big boy ball. Penn State can play a little bit. Iowa State, they try to, but they're not really that good at it. Texas can play it. Indiana doesn't play big boy ball. It really re they really look like Tennessee. I mean, quite honestly, like it's shoot 'em up, like throw the ball all over the place. It's just speed all over the field. That's what Indiana looks like. I think that is like two identical teams. Like if you can compare this just this year, not program wise, this year, like Tennessee is the Indiana of the SEC, and Indiana is the Tennessee of the Big Ten. If you want, whichever way you look like they are two equivalent teams. That is a great matchup, I feel like. And both those teams have something to prove. Tennessee's always seen as, the odd dog out. They're seen as the other team outside of, Texas, Georgia, Alabama. Indiana is always seen as the other team outside of, Michigan, Ohio State, and blah, blah, blah. But that's going to be really, really good game. Really good matchup.
I think it'll be a good game for sure.
But
How you feel
so.
about, I know you already checked out for the season, but how you feel about, the rise and fall, man, the rise and fall.
Listen, that championship is the only reason
Because
why I'm
before y'all
okay right
to
now.
win the championship in a 4-team playoff and then not
Fall
even
like
make the
that.
12-team playoff the
No.
next year, I'm sorry, that's crazy, dog.
It's crazy. It is crazy beyond me. Like At first, I was really upset about it, but like now, I'm like, no, dude, I don't care. I think Sharon Moore is got one more year, because like it is the issues that they're having isn't like okay, player, talent wise, the talent's there. It is coaching. That's when it's bad. Like if it's coaching, it's comes down with Jamie. You're talking about like we don't know when to go for on a fourth down. We don't know when to go get in cover four instead of cover zero. Like why are we in cover zero and we're down two touchdowns? They drop and they have 300 yards passing them. It's like why are we in cover zero right now? It's just stuff like that with coaching. So I feel like Sharon and this crew have next year and the year after. After that, I think we're gonna throw a bag at Vance McDonald, and that's the Seahawks coach. Because I don't think he's their long-term solution. I don't. So I feel like once he leaves the Seattle, but like we will throw a bag at him and try to get him.
Like McDonald?
But yeah, Vance McDonald. Is it Vance McDonald? Vance McDonald. It's what's his name? He's also coach.
McDonald.
Mike McDonald. Mike McDonald.
He's not gonna leave Seattle. Go to
I don't
Michigan.
think he, well, I don't think he's gonna have a choice. I don't think Seattle's gonna keep him.
What
I don't
is
know
his
these are.
first year? You talking about the head coach? It's his first year as a head coach.
Yeah, but that's my prediction.
He
I
is a
just
good
don't think
person.
I don't think it's gonna be there long.
This is my prediction.
Man, that's my prediction. I just think it's gonna be there long. I can see.
If anything, he's gonna come back to Baltimore.
And replace John?
No, he was our defensive coordinator last year.
I don't know if you.
Don't think he will go to a program, head, lose his job as a head coach, go to a program that's coming back up, struggling.
Lots of, I think lots of people do it.
And
I think lots of people do it.
huh?
You could do it. I think he could
Because
do it. I mean, well, honestly, the reason
his
why he
defense
could.
is still good. Like he's still a good defense. I don't know. I don't think. Well, I don't think it would have to be his decision. Seattle, I don't think will let him go after one season.
No, I'm not saying next season. I'm saying like I said realize two more seasons.
You
Then
said next
after that.
season. Okay.
That's two more seasons. All right, we not arguing right now. We discuss it. We not arguing right now. But no, you talk about Michigan, but yeah, I ain't worried about them. I really not. This is not the year. We probably get blown out by Ohio State. It's probably gonna be four touchdown win. Who knows? I'm just gonna enjoy the championship from last year. Look at the highlights, cry myself to sleep, eat some ice cream. There you go.
Well, anyways, I'm glad you moved to a bracket format, 12-team
Yeah.
playoff, because I really think it does let us see who really is the best team, not just the powerhouses that are just at the top four all year. I think that's boring. We get to see matchups that we hardly ever get to see, and we get to see the true best team. And I like that.
Yeah, the whole
Better
thing about
football.
college football, which makes it good, or I believe the only thing that makes it good, is the upsets. And I think with the 12 teams, it allows for upsets in the playoffs. So instead of, like Jamie just said, four teams, and usually one of those teams is a crazy underdog. They might get upset, like TCU for a year, but usually it's three powerhouses and one team that barely made it in at the fourth. But I like the 12 too, because it gives us a chance for some upsets in the playoffs, like Jamie said.
More football and better football.
Yeah, it's gonna be better, much, much better football.
And you gotta win four games to win a championship and not just two.
It's also when you said that, Jamie, it's interesting. I was talking to one of my coworkers at our office, and it's an old guy too. He was telling me like how how why because he loves college football. He said like back in the day in like the 90s and stuff. It was like bad call. It was like bad football. It was like watching high school football all the way through the year. You watch, Alabama beat up on South Carolina. And because all we didn't have this many good teams and stuff. He said you would wait for like the bowl games because it was like Christmas Day. Because you finally could get to see, Georgia versus Texas and stuff. He said, but like nowadays it's like a whole bunch of good teams in these super conferences. He's like, it's like you get one of those, you get a bowl game every single week, basically. So that's interesting
Yeah.
how college football has really transformed now.
So out of the matchups we've seen, especially that first round, who do you think is going to be the upset?
Don't see any. Or any, I mean, the only one that's a true upset is the Boise one. That's the only one that's a true one, right? Well, what were they thinking? It was Boise and Alabama, Ohio Texas. State. Alabama, Texas. Zach.
It was Boise, Ohio State, Alabama, Texas, Indiana, Tennessee, Notre Dame, Penn State. I think that Notre Dame, I mean, I think that Indiana, Tennessee, if Indiana were to win, yeah, I think that would be a pretty good upset.
I was just saying, yeah, I was like, that probably an upset. Because Indiana has, when's the last time Indiana's won anything like major?
Exactly.
The last time they're this good.
I think, though.
No, go ahead. Huh? No, I said go ahead, Mom.
Oh, I was just saying, I think that if Notre Dame were to beat Penn State, that would be considered an upset because. Like I said, Penn State, even though they lost, they only lost to Ohio State, and it was a close game.
Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois. People forgetting about that. And I will remind
Which is still crazy how they can come back. I will
remind you what – I'm going to remind you what now, fans. Notre Dame still lost Northern Illinois. So do not forget that because they're trying to act like
– And that's why they need a conference right there because they're not supposed to be getting exactly. in this.
Well, we're that's not, why we're the not rankings are like BS. The rankings are just not good. They suck. I don't know. You got teams falling who lose.
We
got
to find a new way to do the AP.
It's awful. It's awful.
I think they should go off the coaches' ball. I know it's the coaches, but the coaches don't even look at record. They look at play. Like, that's what they're looking at. That's why, I mean, they can – you and the coaches, we've seen stuff like a three-loss Penn State is in top five or something. I'm just making up something right now, but like they really look at the team play and not the
It just is weird.
The record.
Something calculated based off of a fact. Well, I don't know what that would be, but not opinion ranked.
Hey,
something that's based off of some type of numbers or something. I don't know. It's because there's so many college football teams, it's hard to do that, but. I feel like you got to get to there at some point. So it could be, we can actually have something to lean back on instead of one guy might be having a bad day or his team just got beat. So he ain't going to put right here, blah, blah, blah.
True. Yeah, they never make sense to me.
Next.
I all the midseason awards.
Sure.
I got them pulled up here.
Okay, go ahead and go through them.
All right. Oh, I like this, actually. All right, so we can start with let's start with who is the biggest disappointment this year? That's a midseason award here. Biggest disappointment.
Player or team?
This one has team, but if you have a player, like, let's hear it.
Are we doing college football still or NFL?
It's NFL.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we're doing NFL midseason award, What Now, fans. So, we're getting creative with a couple of them. So, we're going to start with biggest disappointment.
I'll go with the easy one.
Let's do a chance.
Easy one. I think it's the Cowboys.
Oh, I thought you were about to say somebody else. Okay. Really?
No. Me, personally, I didn't have them. I wasn't high on them, but it's the Cowboys. Every year, people high on them. But, like, this was – even worse than usual. Like, usually, like, they're mediocre and they disappoint their own fans. But now I think they disappointed most football.
Everybody.
Fans. Like, this has not been good.
Well, Dak
said. I did not expect to beat them as the Falcons, but, like, I was surprised, honestly.
The Falcons are a shock. They are a shocker. Like, you know, Falcons talk the big talk. In the offseason, and we thought they could be same old Falcons, so they did. If you could say that could be one of my, we're not talking about it right now, but one of the biggest shockers for me was the Falcons. That was my opinion.
The Falcons?
Well, we appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I was shocked.
That's your biggest disappointment?
Mm-mm. Biggest disappointment for me was the Jets. I think that's the biggest disappointment. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, they easily, not only easily, but they probably had the most talented team. Outside, I mean, maybe the Ravens, you could say, they had the most talented team, most talented roster in the AFC right now. And they're 3-6.
I thought you said you didn't believe in them because of Aaron Rodgers at the beginning of.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's the biggest disappointment with that much talent.
But no, You can't say
Reek has been trying this whole episode.
Drag him.
I'm just saying you can't call them a disappointment if you already expected them to be bad.
Well, Tobias Lewis is calling them a disappointment now simply on the fact that they have one of the best talented rosters on paper right now, and they're 3-6. That is a disappointment. Maybe not disappointing me. I expected that. But as big as disappointments, yes, that's a genius.
We talking about you.
No. I said this support is as big as disappointments. Did I say me? No.
But what do you think the biggest disappointment is?
A big disappointment is the New York Jets simply because of the fact that they have extremely talented roster and they're 3-6. That's a disappointment.
Let me ask
you. Right, but we're picking your biggest disappointment.
All right, Tobias Lewis's biggest disappointment is the New York Jets. Yes. So you want to agree? Go ahead and bash me and want to call that out. But
stop getting defensive. I'm asking, why did you think that they would be bad at the beginning of the year? If you're saying they have a good team on paper, like what changed from then to now?
Quite honestly, I don't remember saying that. So
I remember you saying that they weren't going to be good because you didn't think
Aaron
Rodgers was good anymore.
Why'd you ask me that question?
So why'd I ask you the question? Because I'm trying to figure out why you think they're a disappointment if you already thought that they would be bad.
But what'd you say? What did I say? Why did I say that they would?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Carry on. What's your biggest disappointment?
My biggest disappointment is Anthony Richardson. I feel like, obviously, I had him again. Tobias gonna bash the fact, bang the fact that I had him as MVP. But I said it was dark horse, because I didn't want to just choose a regular answer like Mike Mahomes. But I expected him to be at least average this year, and he's been like terrible. So that's my biggest disappointment, Anthony Richardson.
AR was a water pistol. You know, AR is a water pistol this year.
I was going to say him or Mark Andrews, but that's just because my fantasy team, or the Dolphins.
Oh, that is a good one. Dolphins are.
But their quarterback got hurt, so that's kind of
still disappointing.
It's disappointing that Tua is still playing football. That's disappointing.
That's fair.
He needs to retire.
All right, since we talked, you got something else?
I was going to ask, did Malin say his?
He said the Cowboys. All right, since we were talking about dark horses, second half dark horse candidates, who do y'all got?
Candidates for what?
Like, I guess.
MVP? Is that what
you're... NFC, well, how's it describing this? I guess second, you know, I guess you can do for when do players, MVP, they're going to have a big second half of the season, or I guess teams that are going to really turn it around. They can really make, I guess, a big playoff push. The playoffs.
The Buckarooskies.
Fair. I've always thought they were. I said at the beginning of the season.
Let me say it again, Tobias.
I said, to be fair, I said I've always thought they were legit, and even I said that at the beginning of the season.
The Bucks? Yeah, mm-hmm. I think when they losing both Evans and Godwin hurt them. They need at least one. I think Baker can sustain with one of them, but without both.
Baker can sustain last night.
Yeah, he looked great.
He's doing okay with Cotton.
That's what I'm saying. But if we're talking about a complete turnaround for the season.
Yeah, I was kind of kidding.
I think they need at least one of them. But, I mean, Mike Evans should be coming back before the end of the season, I think. Yeah, but okay. Like what Jimmy mentioned earlier, the Buccaneers, they should have went for two. There's no reason why you shouldn't go for two right there. Like, you have one shot to beat. That's the best way to beat the Chiefs, is to get them in a situation like that where Mahomes doesn't touch the ball again.
We already lost on the stupid overtime rules once this year. Like, please.
Who was it? Y'all lost to? Not. It was
Shut
It
up.
was that. It was actually a serious question, so I saw him start laughing. Go.
He was at that game, right, Jamie?
What?
He's at that game, right?
I was.
Yeah, I don't know. The Bucks, especially knowing that like Baker almost played as good as he can play. Like everything went into y'all favor and you came down, he was hot. He came all the way down the field and scored. Like you got one play to beat the Chiefs. Just do it. If you win or lose, just do
That
it. You'll
like
win.
people can't be scared, bro. Like,
Yeah, like you
what's
have
scarier to
nothing.
me to go to overtime? Are y'all
Like
6-3?
you came in as an underdog anyway. So if you lose, it doesn't really matter. So like just go for the win. Like just
Are y'all
go.
6-3?
Like you said, Baker had the hot hand. Like, just keep it going. Like, I don't know. That's beyond me.
Beyond
Even
me.
the Ravens, when we played them, and Isaiah Likely Foot was in, we were about to go for two, and we are. I would say I think we'd all agree the Ravens are a little better than the Bucks, especially right now. So like, I think you just gotta go. You just, you know, it's, I guess the regular season. If it was the playoffs, I would understand, be a little conservative. But it's the regular season, bro. Just go and win the game.
Stupid.
That's still crazy.
What was
They'll
the?
learn one day.
Yeah. Will they? Hopefully.
But just
What
the
was
NFL
the?
in general, don't give Patty Mahomes the overtime.
Yeah, well, and it's the best on their side. They're gonna win the coin toss every time.
We should have
So
known
I'm looking,
that.
this is like really random. I'm looking at standings. Second place in the AFC East is the Jets, 3-6. That is crazy.
The
Yeah.
Dolphins, they went to bed this year. Well, I know Tua got hurt, but they lost the last two games with him too, so.
Yeah, Tariq is not playing that well either.
No.
So who y'all got for who else y'all got for I guess second half
Who we
Darvo.
got for what?
Second half
Second half
turnaround.
Darvo. Yeah, turnaround, so we'll call them that. Yeah, I like to call it
The
tertiary. Second
Panthers,
half
don't
turnaround.
call it a comeback. They're on their up momentum swing.
I was gonna say the Colts. I think they could make a turnaround. Especially since they finally, been, I mean, I feel like going back and forth with the quarterbacks who affects the offense, like the rhythm a little bit more. Just, I mean, we did it, and I could tell that going back and forth. But I feel like now they set it on Flacco, they'll start to settle in, and they can make a push.
I'm going Rams. I think now that the Rams are healthy, Puka just got ejected, but that's for me, my fantasy team. I don't like that
Poor Cooper.
Puka keeps coming hurt and then playing when Cooper Kupp is finally back. It's weird. He's weird. Like let Cooper play by himself a little bit. But anyway, I think the Rams about to turn it around. Because Stafford got both his weapons and they still got Kyron Williams back there. And I don't think their division is that good either. Yeah, the Cardinals are 5-4 and winning that
I think the
division.
Cardinals leading.
Yeah. So I think they can, and they won three in a row, the Rams. So I think they make it. And maybe the Niners, I guess, if CMC comes back.
I mean, they did the same thing last year. They started out rough and went on a tear and made the playoffs.
Yep.
All right, Mela, who's your second half turnaround?
What's that?
Drewski drop.
Because who I'm thinking about is not, they didn't necessarily had a bad first half, but I think they're starting to get a little better. And
Step
I hate
it
to
up.
say it, but them boys in LA, them Chargers, I think they can make a little surge this second half. I still don't see them beating the Chiefs, but I don't know. The Harbaugh way is starting to work a little better. And
He's turning
I
around
think
every.
even though Herbert is the type of player that could, do all the shoot him out downfield, all that stuff. I think he likes being in a system where he don't have to do too much anymore.
Yeah.
I think he likes.
I agree. I like what you said, you know, them turning around, but I don't think Herbert's going to be the center of that. Like, Harbaugh's offense doesn't revolve around the quarterback. Even with J.J. McCarthy, like, they call him a handoff merchant. All we need to do is hand the ball off and make, like, extremely good decisions. And every time you threw the ball, it had to be, like, a really, you know, smart or good play. And I think that's what he's been trying to, you know, get Herbert to do. Because all Herbert's career, I mean, he's been the guy who's had to throw it 50 times a game. Oregon, he did it first, you know, before – Jim Huck got to LA, he had to do it there.
Looking at their schedule, they got a tough little, it's like middle of the pack. They got some very tough teams and then some couple sorry teams in there and some mid teams. So they got the in this order, they got the Titans, then the Bengals, then the Ravens, then the Falcons, then the Chiefs, then the Bucks. Then the Broncos, then the Patriots, and the Raiders.
There's a Ravens on primetime?
Yeah, I think we play Monday night.
After so were you calling the Bucks and Falcons mid teams or good teams?
The Bucks are mid right now. I think I'll put the Falcons in good category right now.
That's even worse.
But the Bucks are mid because they lost their receivers. Well, if Mike Evans come back, I'll put them in the good.
Thank you.
But I think if the Chargers can because they're 5-3 right now, I think if they can get to 10-6, they'll be good. They'll make the playoffs. Because then a couple of them will have to be against some of them big teams that they beat, them good teams.
Yeah. All right. But I think it'll be interesting.
We still got a few more to go, so keep going through these. Who is the biggest, what team or what person is the biggest surprise for you this season?
Sam Darnold.
Say what?
That's the first one I was on here. Sam Darnold was the biggest one. Biggest surprise.
Sammy been slowing down a little bit.
I'm going to go with the cliche answer. Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. That's the biggest surprise to me. I didn't think
that is a one. Very big side. Yeah, that's a very big surprise.
I think it was a surprise. Mahomes having his worst season, but the Chiefs being undefeated. It's ridiculous.
Is that surprising?
It's like, it's a weird surprise because it's like, you don't expect that to happen, but at the same time, it's like, you're not surprised. Like, oh, okay, yeah.
No, if the Chiefs are undefeated, you would expect that's because Mahomes is doing well. Well, he's playing bad until it actually counts.
And but then, that's what doesn't make me surprised because he's always done that. He's always just showed up when it matters, even on his worst days. Even though, like, back the first couple of years, he'd only have one or two a season, but he still showed up when it mattered. So that's why it's not as surprising. But I guess them being undefeated to this point is surprising. I don't know.
His worst day this year. He's just playing. He's just teams, again, like the Bucks and even others, just play scared. And when the game get close, or if the game is close at the end, he'll just take it over. Because if you don't want to win it, I'll win it.
I think I think he's doing a little bit of like Jimmy Butler right now. Like we know this doesn't matter. As long as we stay this amount of wins in this time, you know, all we gotta do is get in the playoffs and we got it.
Cruising.
Yeah, basically.
I don't know. I feel like Mahomes is the type of person that, like, he cares about his individual success too. Like say Lamar wins an MVP this year, he'll have more MVPs than Mahomes. Now, obviously, the Super Bowls mean way more, but I feel like in Mahomes' head, he'd be like, I can't let this somebody else get more MVPs than me. And I feel like that's gonna irk him a little bit.
I see what you mean, but I feel like if he hadn't won these couple Super Bowls at this point in time, it would be more of that. But like, I think he knows his place already in history. I think like he just it's whatever.
But he's still like in his prime. It's not like he's on his way out.
But I think that's why he feels like he could coast because it's like he knows he got at the very least 7 to 8 years left. Like, he know
he's going to coast all those years?
No, I'm just saying, like, right now.
You got to rack them up.
I don't know. It just that's how it looks to me. Cause it's like you said, he plays so mediocre, but like when it comes to crunch time, like you see that playoff Mahomes come out. Like he really can flip the switch.
Also, I would say he's a drama queen. Bro is
Yeah,
not.
I do agree with that. Every year he does this, dog.
Yeah, like randomly he get hurt and he on the sideline like he about to die.
I'm talking about cameras on him for the next 10 minutes just for him to come back out and play.
Right. And then now he got this thing where, man, Mahomes, he came out there with a broken ankle and won the game. Man,
Like, come on, bro.
that's like LeBron type. LeBron would do
That's
that.
what I heard that they were like, it's him and LeBron, you know, they can just get hurt and it doesn't matter.
What
Jamie?
was the question? Or
The
the biggest
biggest surprise.
that's
Oh
Sam
yeah.
Darnold. Oh, you said Sam Darnold?
Sam Darnold would surprise me.
Who?
It is a surprise. It ain't the biggest surprise, but it's surprising me. And I don't care what y'all say, is the doggone Steelers. I was anticipating on them being out like them benching Russell Wilson this year, like by this time, and then putting Justin Fields in. So that was a big surprise to me.
I get down.
I guess less Steelers, more Russell Wilson. I was more surprised by that. But I was fully anticipating on them starting Russ, him being terrible. I'm like, all right, and I'm yelling at the screen, put Justin in, put him in, put him in, give him a shot. But
Well, he got hurt at the beginning, so it doesn't.
yeah,
It could have started like that.
it could have. They really could have.
I think that's probably how it would have went if he started from the jump.
Yeah.
But him being on the bench for a while, I think that like flipped a little, put a little fire in him.
It gave him a chip on the shoulder. It definitely did. Especially after that man, like, who was it against the Jets? Y'all, when he threw, it was like that bubble screen and it went to the ground. Oh, I was hot.
That
I was hot. I was like,
was
Mike.
like his first or second throw of the game.
Yes, bro. And I was like, Mike. I was like, Mike is a terrible coach. What is he doing right now? And then
Was a third down, I think, though. So that's what made it worse.
it was worse. A third down. We went three and out. We went three and out
Can
that
just see
drive.
him all.
Yep. But, like the Steelers fans were booing. They were yelling, "We want Justin." And the next drive, he comes out those touchdowns. So I was like, okay.
Then y'all was chanting MVP at the end of the game.
Yeah, and it worked. That was crazy. Yeah, Steelers fans are extremely wishy-washy. Yeah.
Delusional.
Fair
Cold.
weather.
It keeps us, you know, I like to look at it now as not delusional. We just like to have hope. We try to find hope. That's what I see it
So,
as.
I mean, obviously, I know our history isn't there, but when we want to hope, is it everything is just terrible? You know, when we win a game, and we have hope. It's just, oh, Falcons fans, oh,
Oh,
Falcons. But y'all can do that.
I
Y'all
never said that. I never said that. That was somebody else on the podcast that said
can.
that.
The only thing, I think the difference between the Steelers and the Falcons is Falcons, I think it's fine if you do. The Steelers should have more class because of their history. So I shouldn't, they shouldn't be doing that type of stuff at all. The Falcons, I expect it from y'all, but the thing is, y'all will do it for the next 3 weeks. Y'all talk about one game for the next 3 weeks, and it'd be like, come on, like it's over.
I mean, but
Hey.
like how you were getting on us about that Eagles win. Today, that Eagles win looks great, don't it?
That's
I
exactly what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm
yeah.
talking about.
I'm just
Who
saying. I'm
are
just
you talking
saying.
about?
No, but man, I do get it, especially, you know, where I only understood it really your side after what's the guy on First Things First is a black guy. Or he's not black, but he's like mixed. He kind of looks like
Bruce Starr.
yeah, I think that's his name. He said because it was after the Jets game, and I watched ESPN, all that. I watched everything after that week. I was like, oh yeah, we finally look, we have an offense. And he
See,
said,
that's
you can
crazy. You
tell.
watch everything after the win. I thought you
Exactly.
watch it
You can call
regularly.
what it is, but that's me. My dad was talking about that. But he said, what was crazy to me, he said, it made me feel for Steelers fans. He said, when they saw Russ throw that pass to George Pickens, he said, Steelers fans act like they have never seen a forward pass. And he's right, because we've seen on that forward pass in years. So I get why y'all overreacted with the wins. I get it. I get it. So when we saw like rust on these things, I was so happy. I was filled with joy. I was like, we have somebody could throw a forward pass. Oh my
goodness. And Reed, he just say stuff like that because he's been spoiled. Like us winning on prime time two times this season. We went on prime time two times this season, and he want to talk about some act like you've been there. We haven't. Exactly. That's not regular for us.
Nah, I like it anyway.
No, that's not.
We can celebrate. Nah.
When people backflip and stare the pitcher down, they done hit a million home runs before that. But they don't act like they've been. That's why we got to.
And Miss Sue. Buccaneer Twitter be acting up too when y'all win. Don't get that twisted. I see them on Twitter. They be acting up. They act up. Maybe not you. But Twitter's Buccaneer or Buccaneer's Twitter, they act up.
And Jamie, you can't tell me when Baker was at Oklahoma, y'all was acting like y'all been. Or not.
Y'all talking, yapping at all.
Tobias, yeah. Shut up, because you've been on my side with the control Jets now. So, just because your little team puts together a couple little wins, grow up.
No, Malin, I'm telling you, Malin, I always said it's fine that y'all do it. It's just y'all do it for so long and take it over the top. Like the Drake London is a top three receiver after one game. Thing.
Yeah, no, nah, I don't know about that.
I have never seen that tweet. I've never seen any of that. You saw that one time and you did not let it go. I still haven't seen it.
Drake London talk, and then you no, I did make a double down on it like a couple weeks later. Said, "Oh, you sure? You sure about that now?"
No, that was just the NFC South. That was just the NFC South because he was saying that he was fifth in the NFC South. He was putting Rashid Shaheed ahead of him. That's crazy.
I'll put Drake. He's been playing well. I'll put Drake number three in NFC South right
that's,
now.
That's fine.
Right now,
only because Mike and Chris are hurt.
No, he's three behind them two.
Yeah, them two.
I'll also put them.
He better than Olave. Yeah, he's better than Olave. I mean, it's not much competition. It's just them three receivers in NFC. That's what
I'm saying. We're gonna put out a ranking, and we gonna put out a ranking and put it on TikTok because we get a little more feedback on our TikTok pictures. We gonna post a ranking top 10. NFC receivers, and not even NFC South, just NFC in general. And we're gonna see.
That is like it's basically like bragging about getting third place when there's three people in the race.
Yeah, and top 10 in one conference is not good.
We're gonna do the other side too.
Like top 10 in a conference.
Yep.
I mean, I hope you're top 10 in your conference.
That's you know how many receivers are on each team? Like, don't do that.
But you talking about
top receiver.
You're picking between the Saints
in y'all division. So I don't want to hear nothing.
You said what?
Y'all haven't had a top receiver in y'all division. So I don't want to hear
nothing. I never said any of our receivers were top three in the league. But
I'm just saying the way you talking, you act like y'all got Hall of Fame wideouts.
Zay Flowers better than Drake London.
That's debatable.
I don't know.
I don't know. We got a running back, a quarterback, and Zay Flowers doing damage.
I'm just saying that is the best. That's something you. That's a hot take.
All right, that's a hot take. We got to keep going. So our biggest surprise. I'm gonna skip best team NFL. Can we all agree that that's Detroit Lions right now? Unless y'all got other one.
No, I disagree.
I was about to say, I know somebody's gonna disagree with that, but I can see.
All right. Who's your best team?
I think Detroit is better than us. I think Detroit is better than us, but I don't think Detroit can beat us.
No, the question that wasn't the question. That. The question was who's the best team in the NFL right now? That was not the question. Who is it? The question was who is the best team in the NFL? Is it Detroit
right,
Lions?
Right now, Detroit, but I don't think Detroit can beat us.
Okay, that's fair. I'm gonna let you have that opinion right now.
Now that I think about it, I honestly. I'm still saying the Chiefs.
The Chiefs can be beat. It's just
you think the Chiefs are look. They have looked the best this first half. They have looked like the best team in NFL. The Chiefs have. I don't think they look like the third best. Honestly,
soon as they lose a game, everything will come back to earth. The only thing holding them right there is that zero.
I agree. Yep.
But that's the thing because they don't overpower you. They don't wow you. But that's what's scary. Because imagine when they're clicking on all cylinders.
This is who they are.
If the Chiefs go 11-0, right here we are. Chiefs go 11-0. Besides that 11-0 Steelers team,
this team is probably next in terms of worst 11-0 teams we've ever seen. Probably.
I mean, I don't know many 11-0.
You're saying teams. The worst 11-0 team. The Chiefs can be beat, but that's just like everybody else in the NFL. What they're doing right now is crazy. I don't even like to say it because I'm a Patrick Mahomes fan, but like, you know, it's like the fatigue. Like I'm gonna see somebody else do it. But until somebody stopped them, I don't know. They ain't lost a game since Christmas.
It's their experience. It's
almost 365 days.
Tobias, he over there talking from the NFC side. That's all that is.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
That ain't got nothing to do with that. Y'all crazy. All right. First off, y'all had your chance to win and y'all lost. I don't care about none of that. Tobias, you want some serious pressure if you think.
I'm going to that game. I'm going to
beat the Chiefs right now. So I don't want to hear nothing about no NFC, AFC. Until proven otherwise, the Chiefs the best team in the league.
Sorry.
AFC sees real. We see real competition on our side, so we know the differences of a good team and a bad team. Y'all over there just willy-nilly until Super Bowl time.
Willy-nilly, and watch the NFC win the Super Bowl this year.
Woo! Not if your Chiefs make it, apparently.
Ain't my Chiefs. I said until proven otherwise.
That's all right. We're going to take care of that.
Talking about some willy-nilly.
All right. Rookies of the year. Rookies of the year. Offense, defense.
Did we all pick Caleb?
No.
Before the season started? Heck.
I think we did. Yeah.
I don't think y'all did rookie of the year. Or we not y'all. I don't think we did rookie of the year.
Oh.
I think we only did MVP and playoffs.
Well then who y'all rookie of the year right now so far? Don't want answer. Jaden Daniels.
You already know.
All right.
Who will be second?
Who would be second?
Yeah.
I haven't really heard any big rookie defense.
Maybe Bo Nix.
Oh, I'm talking about defense. Second? Bo Nix. No. Not Bo Nix. Neighbors.
Or Neighbors. That's a good pick.
Maybe second.
Why are you looking like that, Rick?
Yeah, but like, what? Malik been balling.
Nah, bruh.
And Bo Nix, let's not act like Bo Nix been playing well all season. He really just turned it around, like three weeks.
Well, Neighbors didn't play well all season either, though.
I mean, Bo Nix sure has swept the NFC South.
Yeah, that's not saying much.
Please.
It's not, to be honest. My team just beat him by 30.
I mean, in my opinion, the Bucks is like the only thing that's the only win to brag about. In my opinion,
what was that?
And we beat y'all. I'm not even bragging. But notice, I brought up that Falcons game, I expected it.
What was that?
You heard it, Jamie. I'm not repeating myself.
That's crazy because.
Say it, man.
Wait, everybody go.
Say it, man. That might be on your side.
We've beaten every team in our our division.
Did you say elite?
I said we've beaten every team in our division, and y'all still talking about some Bucks. Bucks.
And y'all
Nobody
division like
that no more.
We just said it. It's not a big brag. Y'all's best win was against the Bucks. It's okay. Actually, that's
so our best win was the
Bucks
or the Eagles.
That's a good game. Ooh.
Stop talking about that game, bro.
I forgot about that, man. I forgot about that.
It's on our resume. Why can't I talk about it?
I'm on your side, but that was week two, and that's when the Eagles were terrible. That's before they realized that they had Saquon Barkley.
He was running all over us. He just dropped that pass.
And they still didn't realize they had him.
We'll see, Mayla. We'll see.
I can't believe y'all, man.
Matter of fact, the Falcons are better than the Bucks right now, for sure. For sure, they are.
And we're
down our two best players.
We barely lost to the Chiefs.
Oh, here we go. I think
all right. We won't keep carrying this one. Defensive player of the year.
And we got the Cowboys.
We're going to table this. We got to wrap up soon. Defensive player of the year so far. Who you got?
It would have been Aiden if he didn't get hurt.
Yeah, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Boo.
No, but oh, okay, I'm sorry. So you want to hear somebody talk about some TJ Watt?
My bad.
Uden. Not TJ.
It's TJ. I'm not going to present no argument, no debate, no discussion. TJ Watt. Tyler Jordan Watt. No, excuse me, not Tyler. Trent Jordan Watt.
Ew. Don't. That's weird.
Matter of fact, put him up for MVP.
That's weird.
That's weird.
You call weird all you want.
Using his middle name? Ew.
Ugh. What about Chris Jones?
I was just about to say it.
I mean, to be fair, he's undefeated, and the reason they're undefeated is mainly because of their defense. And he's the best player on the defense, so. I got the argument there. I think he's TJ.
I mean, I think TJ will get it, but it's not as far up and far away as you think.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, I don't care. I really don't care about anybody else in the race. I've just seen enough. I've seen TJ Watt. I've seen enough. But I get that, though. I can see Chris Jones.
All right, what's next?
Next is offensive.
Derrick Henry, next.
Honestly.
I was like, huh? And
Lamar Jackson.
MVP.
Next.
Jared Goff.
I'm going to say Josh Allen because I think Josh Allen's more valuable to the Bills.
Saying Josh Allen?
I'm saying Josh. Listen, hear me out. Don't judge a brother because of his past. Just hear me out. Josh Allen, simply because of the fact that he's more valuable to the Bills right now than Lamar is to the Ravens. And you could blame that on Derrick Henry. Most valuable player, we are saying. Most valuable player. Am I saying Lamar, that Josh Allen is better than Lamar? No, I'm not. But most valuable player, I gave it to Josh. He's done more for the Bills team. He's done more for his team than anybody else.
Josh Allen hasn't played good or been any good team.
Yeah, no matter. He's carried that. He's the reason why they are 7-3 right now. 7-3, right? He's the reason why they're in as good a position. It's because of him. You can make a case for Lamar, but it's still the same time. We talked about, like, the talented roster the Ravens have right now. They got a bunch of weapons on offense right now. They got Derrick Henry in the backfield. You just said is offensive player of the year. Could we say that the Ravens would be terrible without Lamar? Can we say that confidently?
Yes.
No.
Have you seen the defense? The defense is the worst defense in the league.
Oh, now you'll start back.
I've said that. I literally have said that.
Yeah, I had y'all on fantasy. And y'all ticked me off, bro. I dropped y'all after week three.
That's I know. Yeah, I know.
Without I was hot about that.
We're scoring. Derrick Henry's not scoring 35 points a game. That's Lamar. Lamar is, I think he's like 20 touchdowns and 2 picks. And also, we just talked about how bad the Bills division is. If you put them in any other division, is Josh Allen still doing the same thing?
Okay. The same numbers? We have got to stop this. I'm sorry. We need a PSA. I'm sick and tired. If you're doing this, I'm sick and tired of hearing this. Of us putting wins in individual stats. I hate that. I hate it so much. It is a team sport. Team sport. Let's look at the
Jamie Maylin. Did he not just say that he's the reason why they're 7-3.
Just saying.
The play of Josh Allen. The play.
It's none of my business.
I mean, come on. Let's be serious.
It's the blatant. It's every time. We love you, Tobias. We love you so much.
No. Go ahead, no. Y'all not gonna do this to me today. You're not gonna do this little three man thing on me today. Not at all today. Cause I got a belt right now, and I already put belt to. No, I'm just kidding.
That cowboy song from the Cowboys fan that's trashing him is so funny.
Huh?
The cowboy song. Man, here we go again.
Oh yeah, get it, Jerry.
Oh no,
retire Jerry. I cannot complete a pass.
I don't know. I think I like the 49ers one better.
I don't know. That one is nice because it the beat for that song is better, I think. The Glorilla. Isn't that Glorilla or Sexy Red?
It is Sexy.
The Sexy Red.
I think both of them are Sexy Red.
But yeah, so
what's up, baby daddy Chief Keef? I know we're going off topic here.
You said what?
Oh, what's up, baby daddy Chief Keef?
I got my quarterback. I got my quarterback list.
Hit it.
All right, let's hear this pitiful quarterback list now.
I mean, most of it is still this. Finally making an appearance for the first time on the list this year. Number 10 is Joe Burrow. I don't think he'll get anywhere past 10. Unless he plays very well and beats us on Thursday.
So we'll see.
Number 9 is Bo Nix. He dropped 3 spots. And then everybody above him, the 3 above him is the 3 that raised 1 spot. So 8 is Mahomes, 7 Jalen Hurts, 6 Baker Mayfield. And then the top 5 stayed the same, which was from 5 to 1 is Jaden Daniels, Kirk Cousins, Josh Allen, Jared Goff, and Lamar Jackson.
Jalen Hurts, I don't think he's that good, honestly. I think Jalen Hurts shouldn't even be on this list.
He's playing well right now.
He's been doing pretty good the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's been solid.
Give it time.
I'm not the biggest Jalen Hurts fan either, but I think he I can't hate him enough to not put him on the list. I mean, he's been playing better. I think Mahomes.
He will fall short of the line. Give it time. He will. And all
you see. I'm talking about right now.
Yeah, it's fine. Right now, you can keep him on it right now, but give him another week or two. What now, fans? Watch.
What now? That's the name of the show, like you just said.
What now?
What quarterback is playing now? Or what quarterback is playing good right now? All right. That's my list.
Mayla.
You got a list, May?
No. Yeah. I mean, I was about to do it because I ain't been consistent with it, but yeah. I'll go 1-1-5. It saddens me to say, but Dylan Gabriel made his way to number 1.
I still
got Ashton Jeanty up there. I'm sorry. Like, I don't care if he slowed it down a little bit. He's still going over 125 a game.
He should be 1. He should be 1, but I get you trying to make for entertainment. I get it.
No, bro.
Is this your list? That's crazy. Next.
No, make it. No.
Hey. Like I said, I got Bill. I ain't afraid of you. I'm trying.
It's because he's not a QB. That you gotta be keep him up there.
It's like you gotta defer to the QBs on this list. So for the time being, there was nobody playing that good. But you know, they've come back. So number 3, Cam Ward. He stayed on the list the whole year, but you know, and he hasn't been playing up and down, but. At that time, Ashton was just doing unimaginable things at the time. 4, I'm going to keep Travis in there because he's been consistent. He's staying on top of it, but
traffic. I just don't think
he'll end up getting it. Huh?
I said traffic.
Traffic. And then 5, I got Curtis Rourke, the Indiana quarterback.
I
don't know. I keep giving a little bit of love to the –
Not to the powerhouses.
I mean, they're undefeated. He's brought them from the depths of nowhere. he's got pretty good stats. I mean, Kay Klubnik was number 5 until this past weekend. So,
oh, that was horrible.
That's like I texted problem. June after that game. I said it hurts to say, but Kay will not be on my list after this week.
Do y'all think that if Kalen DeBoer doesn't fulfill the shoes of Alabama, that Dabo will take it next?
No. If anybody is going to take it, it would be Lane Kiffin. Say Ole Miss doesn't make the playoff, and he gets fired or something, and then Kalen DeBoer ends up getting – I don't think he would because it's the first year, but that would be the only person I see that would take.
Now, I'm not saying like this year. I mean, obviously, like if – let's say first year, so they need 1 or 2 more years. But I don't know, man, if – That's Dabo. I mean, that's both of their alma mater. I'm not saying that Lane Kiffin wouldn't take it, but I'm saying like that it'd definitely be between those two.
I kind of want to see if he can do it though.
Deion.
You said what?
Deion.
Listen, Deion, man. He a little too controversial. To
we can't. I about to say we can't say that because we on in the public right now, but we all know why Deion.
I don't see Deion in really much of any of the SEC teams. I'm sorry. The first time he does bad, boy, they go start coming out.
I can see him in Auburn.
Hear me out. Florida State.
That's who they should have got the first time. That's who they wanted. But I don't
now know. Look at them.
Sorry.
They are 1-8. They are 1-8.
They failed.
Poverty program.
You talking about Michigan falling off. That right there.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's
ain't been good since James.
They were okay.
They really haven't been good since Jameis.
That's true.
Like good like that. Good like that. Like even last year, I still didn't.
I think if Jordan Travis could have played, like obviously he's not some big prospect. Like he's probably not going to get much playing time in NFL or anything, but the way he fit in with that team, I do think they could have belonged in the playoffs if he wouldn't have got hurt.
Where's he at right now, anyways?
He wouldn't have.
I heard somebody say something about him the other day. He's a backup somewhere. He's on a more mid to struggling team because they were saying he should get some playing time. But what team was that? Hold on.
In the NFL?
Yeah.
Poor Raven.
Oh, he's on the Jets. I knew it.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
Man, if they lose one more game, I don't see nothing wrong with letting them play.
I'm sorry. And
the Cowboys need to put Trey Lance in. It's over for them this year. Put him in. See what you got. Time to start figuring stuff out. See if you can get some pieces for him if he plays well. I don't know. But they start Cooper Rush. So if I was Trey Lance, man, get me out of here.
Trey Lance, has he really been given a
They've been saying like, the fact that he's not even getting the shot means he's like terrible at practice.
I guess
he let Brock Purdy take his job.
He broke his leg.
What? He let Cooper Rush take his job.
Still, he looked better than that.
Isn't Trey Lance like 6'5"?
Yeah, he's a pretty big dude.
He looks like
he's 6'5"?
Whenever I see him, he just looks like he's supposed to be a small person.
Exactly.
Oh, you're right.
Huh? He's 6'4". Trey Lance 6'4".
He's 6'4"?
Yeah. He looks like he's supposed to be a small person, but he's not. So I don't know how he's like that big and can move around and is terrible at football. But that's crazy. He let Cooper Rush shouldn't even be in the league. And you let him take your spot, take your backup, bro.
He did go like 3-1 though that time.
Who?
Last time Dak got hurt.
That was his Linsanity.
That was what?
Linsanity, Ryan. His version of it, I guess you call it. Yeah, oh shoot. All right. If that's it, we're gonna read our scripture.
Read it out. Guys, I've been watching and I'm not talking any more about this, but I've been watching this like little map as it's live updating, and I feel like it's a game. It's like pew.
You're talking about the election?
Yes. I'm like watching it come in live, and the map is like a state will just illuminate and then it'll switch and then it'll switch again.
I like the guy that does it on is it CNN or one of them shows. He does it like it's a football playoff.
Oh, I would like that. I would like that.
I think he does the playoff pitchers actually for the NFL.
Reese Davis.
Interesting.
All right, I got y'all scripture. This comes from Joshua 1, verses 8 and 9. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Whithersoever.
I was afraid we'll stumble on that word. I'm not gonna lie.
I wish you would have.
Yeah,
I would have supported it though.
What?
I mean, hey. I would still said amen, is what I'm saying.
You know what? That's okay. Well, now we're gonna get off. We're gonna get off this, and then we all gonna have a boxing session.
Tobias, I'm saying I would have still said amen to your verse. Well, the Lord.
Wading in the water. All right, y'all. Well, if y'all didn't go vote, vote next time. How about that?
And don't complain about who's in office if you didn't vote either.
And that's on that. Thank you. Don't do that. I don't see no type of messages from y'all. No Twitter, Malin. No. 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 No.
What'd you say, Jamie?
Say that for after.
I said, but don't complain about who's in office if you didn't vote.
Yeah, I agree. I said the same thing. It's so wild.
Go ahead, all right, well, now, fans. It's controversial. See y'all. God bless America. God bless our troops and gentlemen.
Dark. You never heard of me?